Oh, welcome back, Beppers. So, in today's episode, I thought we'd take a look behind the curtain. That's right, we're going to peek into my process for setting up a AFL Fantasy Classic team, which I have not yet done. So, we're going to be doing that live on the spot. I haven't done it mainly because, well, I wanted to put this pod together and give you a kind of a look at it. And also, I've been lazy, and it's been draft season and scratch match season, and we enjoyed throwing together preseason content. And also, Classic is a bit. The shine's rubbed off Classic, honestly, with all the buys, which is going to screw with it, and then the break-even issues of late, and just, yeah, other things. It's just not as fun as Draft and Keeper in the end of the day. So I've been dragging my feet on putting together a Classic side, but we're going to do that right now, which will be interesting. So without further ado, let's kick off. Now, if you want to know the secret, that is the secret to putting together a hat-winning AFL Classic side. Look no further. I'll tell you right off the bat, the secret to that is a drum roll, please. Oh, sorry, I couldn't help that. I've been viewing that meme. I don't know if it's an old meme or a new meme, but it's fucking classic. Throwing that into random movie scenes. Ah, great stuff, great stuff. The Chileans, good sense of humour and electric marketing skill, those blokes. Probably a few things the BEP can learn from those guys. But anyway, short answer is no real secret, although I do have a few tricks. Like one of us, them has said, is to leave it to this late. Because you get a bit more sense of what's going on. If you can afford to, it can take a bit of time to put them together this late, and you can forget. That's the problem. If you leave it to this late and you suddenly forget, you go, oh, the season started yesterday, and now I'm boned. I've seen, you know, the traders will come out and be like, oh, it's round two. It's not too late to put together your fantasy side. No, it is. It is. Who are you guys kidding? Don't put it together round one, you're screwed. There's no catching up. There's no catching up, not especially in terms of ranks. But yeah, leaving it this late to the last week is a good idea. In 2020, I left it to this late, literally the day before, I think, I put together my fantasy side. And it actually sucked for a couple of rounds, but then it came good. So the point is, you don't have to get into the preseason hype. It can be fun, and I can see why people do it. But it does mean you generally spend 3 years changing your side, make 4 billion changes, and get stuck in it way too early where you don't have to. So yeah, number one, putting together the side late can be quite useful. Number two, just steal everyone's teams from Twitter and use that as a basis. I'm not saying copy someone's teams, but get a bunch of screenshots and kind of use it to steal ideas on various positions. That way you don't have to think so hard. It can also be funny to see what people do. To some people it is. But yes, this isn't cheating, I wouldn't think. It's just being smart. Matty Faz gets into this as well. Not too many people publicly admit this, but I'm prepared to. And Matty Faz has. So yeah, I think it's a great idea. And yeah, if you don't like people taking teams and stealing bits of them, or you don't want your team stolen, don't put it up on Twitter. Don't go up there and look for validation. They're always just going up there, oh, traders, tell me how good my team is. Oh, look at my team, everyone. I want you to have a look at it. Oh, it's fantasy podcast, guys. Come and bum me. Oh, well, probably not the bumming part, but you get the point. Yes, it is ridiculous. Everyone looks for validation. It's stupid. That said, I do it myself, but I don't do it for validation, really. I do it to try and catch things that I haven't thought of. Because one thing you can rely on the internet to do, it's to find your mistakes and pull you down and give you shit. So, you know, I'm not claiming to be an expert. I will miss things. I forget things. But if I throw a team up there and the trolls come out and go, oh, as if this guy, you wouldn't pick this guy. He's been injured, you dickhead. Or, oh, that guy's not very good. You can pick much better team. Oh, my team's so much better. I've chosen this guy. Yeah, good on you, smart ass. But it is good because the trolls will point stuff out which you mightn't have thought of, and then you can fix it. You obviously don't thank the trolls. You don't give them any credit because they're all freaking shit for brains. But they might just point a couple of things out which you might be able to use to fix your team, especially last minute. So if you're not sure about your team, chuck it up on the internet within the last couple of hours and people will point out your faults. That is a good way to fix things up. So yeah, I will probably be doing that. I'll chuck my team up after this and you guys can have at it. Don't expect me to reply, but I might just take some of your advice to heed and I will give you no credit for it, you chumps. Anyway, without further ado, I do have a bank of screenshots here, so we might as well get into it. I'm going to start, actually, not by looking at the screenshots, which is a little different. I'm going to start, well, one, by going through that stupid fantasy ID page, which is a ridiculous NFL ID. I mean, what a crock. There's perfectly good, ID platforms to use if you're really that keen, or just use freaking Google or something and create your own ID. What a waste of time. Anyway, so we are here looking at the fantasy team. We might start by just throwing in a couple of obvious ones. Okay, Nick Dacos. Bang, he can go into defense. I've seen people put him as a midfielder. I don't hate that, but he is going as a defender. Grundy and Gorn. Grundy, you can be in the ruck. And Gorn, you can be the ruck. That might change later as we get through this as I run out of money. Who else? Tom Green? Tom Green. Harry Sheezel. I might have to cut that because he's expensive. I don't know how many forwards I can afford. Flanders. I like Flanders, but again, that might change. Recruit as a forward. Why would you recruit Flanders as a midfielder? What is Budley thing to do? Colby McKercher. We'll fill out rook line. Windsor. And that other guy from the Watsies, who is good. Harley Reid. Yeah, we'll put in Reid, but Reid wasn't the one I was thinking about. We might have to cut one of these midfield chumps later on. We'll see. Let's go back to the Keeper League draft, see if we can figure out who the rookies were that I'm thinking of. Rookie draft. Colby McKercher, Harley Reid, Sanders. There's a fourth one. Yeah, no, Sanders is it. Sanders is coming in. All right, Sanders, I like you. You can come in too. Might have to punt Windsor. See, he's expensive for a rook. I don't know how good he's going to be, but he certainly has job security. Okay, what else are we going to do? McRae. I honestly don't know if I could afford McRae, but it'll go on there for now. Well, we'll just throw darts at the wall. This always happens in the initial stages. You just chuck guys on the field. It's Tom Green. What else do I like in the midfield? I don't know. Defender, forward. What do we got? What do we got? Roberts a lot. Roberts. Check my notes from before. See what I can find. I'll put Salem in there for now, but that might change. Salem comes in. And I liked. No, we put Roberts in. Chad Warner. I think he's too expensive. What's Chad Warner looking at? Chad Warner. 837. No, I'm keen to fill my midfield with absolute guns, and that's not doing it, but we can save money on the forward line. James Jordan, he's cheap. Mid forward, I think we'll put him in the forward line for now. What else do we have? Sorko, no. Newman, maybe. McCluggage, no, too much of a podcast. Too much podcast. Too much of a pod. Hewitt, I did like Hewitt. We'll put Hewitt in there for the moment because he's a kind of a mid-price midfielder, which we could do with. Vastly running out of money. Spending too much money. Need to find some more cheapies. Let's go on a cheapie find. Well, maybe not cheapies yet. Maybe we'll look at mid-prices. Sexton, you can come in. Bang. Budaric, you can come in. Bang. Josh Dacos. Oh, it's such a pod. I don't think he's that cheap. Josh Dacos. Just looking at my notes from the last pod and thinking, I like it. 855. Nah. Whitfield. 855. I much prefer Whitfield. He's just a star. Alright, let's look at forwards. Where are we going to get cheap forwards from? Matty Rowe. Oh, he's not a cheap forward, but I like him. Not off track there. 830. How much money am I going to spend in the midfield? Probably not that much. Put him in for now, but I reckon we'll change that up. Maybe we should go through it and fill the bench with spuds. Alright, time to consult the image bank. Now you can either build an image bank like I have from time to time. Or you can just search Twitter for hashtag AFL Fantasy and hit the media tab, and it will provide you no end of images. Yeah, bench, a B house. I have a feeling he might be overly expensive, but we'll have a look. We'll put him in for now. Don't mind B house. 200K. Okay, not overly expensive. Cheap as they come. He goes in. Chuck him on the bench. This is from the traders team. Oh no, this is Marmalade. Marmalade's got a decent team. The checkers. He's all right. Apart from some of those songs he makes, which I can't really stand. New Age. Doof doof. Rubbish. No thanks. Don't think I'm going to go Barnett either. Jordan Clark on the bench might be a bit expensive for me. I like to just have Spuds on the bench and not waste money there. 237. Yeah, okay, we can do 237. He can Jai Clark, not Jordan Clark. Speaking of Jordan, so we might as well have put Jordan on. Did we chuck Jordan on already? If we didn't, we're going to do it now. We did. Fine. All right. Probably taking all I'm going to take out of that one, unless Irish Sean Maker's real cheap, but I don't think he is. Tackers, not Tackers. I mean, I'm sure Tackers has made one, but this is Checkers. Tackers aside's probably fine without being good, but everyone will say it's the best because people love Tackers. Ari. What is a Checkers price? 200. Yep, defender, 200. Job security is a worry. If he doesn't get picked, he's probably going to get thrown away. And that's what it comes to the teams on Thursday or Wednesday or whenever they come out. And any rookies which aren't getting picked are probably going to be swapped for people that will get picked. Now, that's a round one rush thing, and it can burn you, as we saw with the Relton Roberts issue. Don't want to do it for guys that are on ground, but on the bench, I think that's fine. Unless you're really sure someone's going to get picked in the next couple of weeks, then maybe. But yeah, with the rookies, I think you probably should go stick with the guys who are getting picked. Lazaro's been good. Don't mind that from Checkers. Let's see. Lazaro. 288 is a lot. It's a lot on field I could probably cop that for on field. But I'm not putting him on the bench. Let's put him on field for the moment. I'm gonna run out of money in a second. Boo words. All right. Thanks, Checkers. Moving on. What else is here? Who's this one? Darcy Wilmot Stan. Oh, is this the guy that often bags out the Lions? I think I'm actually mates with him on Twitter, but I'm not sure. He tends to just rage every time we lose, which I just get disappointed and pretend that football's not a thing, which is easier. I've gone to only raging in like the minimal amount of group chats when the Lions lose, which, yeah, growing as a person, maybe, I don't know. I prefer they just didn't lose, but you know, that's football. Anyway, what's Darcy Wilmot Stan got to do? Darcy Wilson. This one's actually got the money in, which is better. Sean Manner. I really like Sean Manner. If he's going to play, he can go as a bench option. But again, the bench options are pretty much placeholders. People are going to play, going to get a berth. But for the moment, Manner does look good, so he can come onto my bench as a forward. Burp. What else has Darcy Wilmot Stan got to say? Darcy Wilson, a little bit too much, but I do like the look of him. He's gone Harry Bunnett as well. I really don't think he's going to get picked. Jeremy Sharp. Yeah, I think Jeremy Sharp's done enough. I'm going to cull him if I run out of money, but I like the look of him, and he can come on the bench. Mid probably is a utility. Although, like to put people with dual positions as utility. Yeah, I don't know if he's got enough cash gen to be a mid bench. Anyway, let's skip what Darcy Wilmot Stan's got to say. Caulfield, I have seen Caulfield come up. He's got him on the bench at 358, which is just borderline stupid. You don't waste that much money on a bench to start the season. If you're listening, Darcy Wilmot Stan, that's a shit idea. Fantasports again with this Harry Barnett. Fine. Harry Barnett, you can. Oh, he's the ruck. I see. I see. Well, I actually like that other guy. Oh, Livingston? But is Livingston that cheap? Livingston's got a better chance to play than Harry Barnett. I'm going to go Livingston in my ruck position. Because I really liked what he did in that practice match. He's got some moxie. Anyway, where does that leave us? Looking at Fanta Sports' team. Fanta Sports. I prefer Fanta Pants. That's funnier. But Fanta Sports. He's Brock and Nat Fyfe in the forward line, which I don't like. I did like it a couple of weeks ago. Now I'm not so sure. But he is cheap. I'm going to spend money on Heaney, I think. Saw that reminded me of what I talked about last podcast. It's all very expensive. What have I got? $2.83 million left. And I'm running out of spots. I've still got D6 to fill. I really don't like this team as it is. 1.66 million. All right, let's go and get some more cheapies. Do we have Darcy Wilson? I don't think we have Darcy Wilson. It's that 40K, which I'm not sure about. 249K, and I'd rather pay the bare minimum for defenders on for guys on the bench. Not even just defenders, just guys. But as a placeholder, I think we'll take a spin. If he doesn't get picked again, he can jump right off. But he can be my forward guy. That leaves me with only a utility bench spot to fill. Okay. Some of these screenshots don't have utility benches, which is for spuds, but I can live and learn. Here's Roy with half a team. Who reveals half a team? Get over yourself, Roy. Don't feel half a team. He's even wearing his own merch in this screenshot, which but I'm pretty sure that's trademark infringement on Tabasco sauce, by the way, Roy. Don't make me file a TM, says me, who steals content all the time. But I could file a TM, but I'm not Tabasco sauce, so I won't. Zachary, I don't know, yuck. Apart from the others, so it's okay. James Jordan, Isaac Heaney, he's called Isaac Heaney. Grundy, McCurcher, Sanders, Zach Williams. Yeah. I think I did see enough from Zach Williams at 442. I might have to go there, but I don't have Zach Williams or Elliot Yeo at the moment, so I think I'm going to have to refresh my defense. I'll make notes of those. Zach Williams and Elliot Yeo. So for half a team reveal, actually, as much as I bagged him out, that's not actually a bad half a team. Doesn't tell you how he forwards it though, but it does. It's an interesting note. Harry Thomas. This is Garden Full of Roses, which is not a bad name. Harry Thomas in utility? No. No, see you bye. What else has he done? Sexton Fisher. Fisher seems popular. I don't like it. I don't like it, but he's probably done enough. Hayden Young's also close to a must-have, I think. The stuff that he's done is really good. Sheasel, Dacos, Newcomb, Martin. Oh, I have seen Martin be quite good. Oh, my. I have been meaning to get Martin into my team. Viney is an interesting one, and I really like Bont. I really want to get Bont in, but I just don't know if I can afford it. But I'll make a note of Viney and Bont. Oh, who's this guy? Aaron Delaporte. He's got a real shit team. Newcomb, LDU, Jack Steele. I wouldn't do any of those. I don't mind Max Holmes at 600, but it's probably a bit much to pay for 600. He's also gone Isaac Rankin. No, not at that price. Nick Caulfield. A lot of people are Nick Caulfielding. Ambrosio. Oh, this is a pre-Coleman injury. Obviously, he's got Coleman here. Young, Yo, Whitfield. Yep. Looks all right, actually. A couple of issues to be sorted out, but not bad. Not bad. Raymond Borison, any advice? Yeah, get a better name. Borison. Go into a Borison and then change your name. Borison. Oh, fuck, Aiden Borison. I'm going to retweet you without comment, and you're going to wonder why. Oh. Quality. He has gone Livingston though. Simpson. I don't mind Simpson. People are putting J Sharp. Are you really Simpson as a utility? I think probably too expensive. What is he paying? I really like the look of Simpson. What is he paying? What is he paying? What is he paying? What is he paying? Simpson. 200. Yep. Mid forward. Yep. That's got utility written all over it. Beautiful. I don't know why I have to pick a recruit as a forward to put them in the utility position. Seems wrong. Okay, let's chuck Yo in that last defensive spot. Hey, and we have a team. I don't think it's a good team, but it's a team. We could probably get some more money out of it. I think I haven't spent enough money in the midfield. Dacos, Sheasel, and it's not ordered by money. Honestly, why doesn't Fantasy have an order by money freaking button? The way that you have to manually order it by money, especially when the team's so hard to screw around with. It's so freaking dumb. I'm half inclined just to put a screenshot up with this team and say, and just let people spam it about ordering by money just to shit people. But I won't. It's also not fixed. Dacos, Sheasel, Salem, Budarek, Whitfield, Yo. Oh, that's way too much money in defense. How have I even done that? Obviously, the midfield's an underspend. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Tom Green, McCurcher, Windsor, Reed, Sanders, Roberts, Stewart, Rowe. Yep, way underspend. Forward line of McRae, Flanders, Jordan, Sexton, Lazaro, Heaney. Oh, God, this team sucks. Okay, we're going to need to rework it a bit. Okay, obviously. No, this isn't going to fly. What have I got left? 580k. Well, I don't need that many midfield rooks for one. So some of them are going to have to go. One, two, three, four. I think three's probably enough. And George Hewitt can probably go up. Yeah, actually, I got five midfield rooks. Yeah, we're going to fix that. All right, let's tackle that one. How many midfield rooks are people rocking? Let's have a quick browse. Three midfield rooks. Georgios Porfidis. Rocking four midfield rooks. Virtually a guru. Yeah, I don't mind that. I've actually seen that guy around. Three midfield rooks. Oh, some people are using the other screenshot technique, which is terrible. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't try and screenshot from the app. You're silly. The Poindexter himself, Jaden Popowski. Popow! I would not describe this side as Popow. Tom Sparrow, yuck. Tumic luggage, ooh. Burton? Yeah, don't Burton. Don't even Farrell. Nope. Don't like it. Oh, and he's put the bloody numbers in as well, like from the preseason. What a spud. Way too keen, Papowski. Way too keen. I'm not going to even read that. Okay. Sports by Fry. I like Sports by Fry. Three midfield rooks and a Wardlaw. It's intriguing. The point is, people have three, and generally it's McKercher and Sanders and Reed. Reed comes up often. It's got to be McKercher's and Sanders, and then you probably see what you can make money out of from the others. Let's put Sanders. Yeah, it's definitely Sanders and McKercher over Windsor. Let's put them at the back so we know they're there. Sanders and McKercher. Okay, we might keep Roberts, Windsor. We'll bin Windsor. I'm gonna bin Harley Reid for now. I might have to bin. I quite like George Hewitt at 669, but I think I'm gonna have to bin him. Okay, I want more midfield grunt. Let's get Bont. Really like what Bont's doing. I think you're gonna regret not having Bont. Oh, now I'm only at 106k. Someone's gonna have to go for more money. Or are they? I think they are. I've got a midfield of Tom Green, Bont, George Hewitt, and Matty Rowell. Matty Rowell. Let's go see what we can make money on the rest of the team. What's our defense doing? Way too much money in defense. I like Dacos. I like Sheasel. I like Whitfield. I'm not sold on Slalom. Can't have them all. Is Slalom better than Yo? Big call. I don't think I'm going to Connor Budarik. I don't think I'm going to Connor Budarik. I just think Yo's better and not too much more expensive. Okay. That means we need some cheap defenders to fill those spots I just got rid of. Cheap defenders. Wangari-Milera. Someone's called Wangari-Milera. I don't like that. Milera. Two L's? People should. No. Nah. Defender. Wangari-Milera. 8 foot. Nope. Nope. You want cheapies. What are people doing with D5 and D6? Oh, God. Checkers spent way too much money in defense. Zach Williams. Zach Williams. Don't hate it. Oh, Zach Williams. Sorry, I just got distracted by someone offering me trades in a keeper league. Offering me rocks without saying how much the prices are. Nothing shits me more than someone going, "Would you like this player? Hit me up." Like, I'm not just going to randomly offer you things for a player and then have you bag me out because my offer's not good enough. You freak, if you want to sell me a player, you tell me what you'd accept. Otherwise, I'm not going to bother trying to spend my time trying to create an offer which you're just going to bag out anyway. God, people are dicks in Keeper League trading. They really are. Just genuine, just dicks. Zach Williams, 868k I've got left to pick a D6. That is a tricky one. That is a tricky one. I don't want to spend much money on it. 400, 300k it'd be good. What do we got? What do we got that looks good? Oliver Fox, Caulfield. Ah, I'm going to be drawn into Caulfield, aren't I? I don't want to be drawn into Caulfield, so no. I don't want to be drawn into Caulfield at all. Everyone's Caulfielding at D6. It fits the price, but is he going to be any good? I haven't seen too much. I don't know. God, everyone, Caulfield D6. Do I follow the pack? It's the right price. Nick Blakey? Oh, I don't know that I could do that either. Nope, 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 nope. Johannesson. I think that's a draft team. Just going to say, because that would be silly. Might have to go to Caulfield for now. Just to follow the pack. And the price makes sense. I'm keen to change that up. That gives me 510k that I could spend in the midfield. It's kind of an upper, a George Hewitt into a Primo. How many Primos are people rocking in the midfield? Four and a bit. Well, can't afford four and a bit. I'd like to afford forward a bit, but I probably can if I save money out of the, what's it called, forward line. Okay. George Hewitt, you can become somewhat better. That gives me 1.179 to pick a premium midfield. Oh, that's cool. I love premium midfield shopping. Gordon, no. Brayshaw, maybe. Sarong, maybe. Petrarca, maybe. Rosie, maybe. Liberatore, oh, I really don't mind Liberatore at that price. I think he's gonna be good. Okay, Liberatore. I want another premium in the midfield. That means I'm gonna have to save money somewhere else. I'm looking at you, Jack McRae, to get the chop in the forward line. Because I've got too many good forwards. I'm only rocking one forward rookie. Just too many. Not enough, rather, forward rookies. People are only rocking one forward rookie. James Jordan, Sexton Heaney. How many forward rookies people got? None in that case. Cam McKenzie. I really like him in draft and keeper, but I'm just not sure there's value there. Not sure there's value there at all. Fisher? I could Fisher. I could chop one of these guys out, put a Fisher in. But which one would I chop out? I don't know. Billings? Yuck. Sexton, Reed. Yeah, Reed's the obvious one. I think he's real value, and you've got to make money somewhere. Flanders, Jordan, Sexton, Heaney. That's too much money spent in the midfield. In the forward line, rather. Flanders, McRae, Jordan, Sexton. Oh, if I Can I trust McRae? I really don't think I can, and I want to punt forwards. So I'm going to get rid of McKay, replace him with Reed. Pocket it. McRae. Pocket an absolute king's ransom, and then spend it in the midfield. Oh, didn't pocket nearly as much of a king's ransom as I thought, and I've only got 776k. I want more than that. I want more than that. Bit dog heavy this side. What else can I chuck out? Get a bit of coin. Something. Any money I'm wasting on the bench? Not really. No. Most of my defenders are. Oh, Jeremy Sharp. Not that good. Not that good. I could pocket 84k. That might be enough to get me someone good in the midfield. Maybe. All right, let's try and find an M8 to toss 200k. Let's go shopping. Let's go shopping. Jai Clark, Cooper Simpson. Nope, got them both. Oof. Matty Roberts, already got him. Jai Clark, Matty Roberts. Nope, nope, nope. Hard to find a good 200k midfielder. Maybe we'll just browse the site. Okay, midfielders. All prices. 200k. Nope. Dude, I want someone flat 200k. Who the frick is Torrent? Clay Hall? Injured, I believe. George Stevens, I don't mind. If he's going to get a game, I really quite like the look of what he's doing. We can go someone like that. It's just a placeholder. I don't believe they'll be any worse than Jeremy Sharp. I'm worried that Jeremy Sharp will get good cash gen though. Oh, you really, it's just going to come down to who's picked on the day. I think I'm going to punt Jeremy Sharp and put in Stevens and just hope that he gets picked. We'll see. That will save me 84k, which I can then spend in the midfield. 860k. What's that going to buy me? Midfielders that I can afford. Josh Dacos. Oh, I tell you what. That's not bad. That's not bad. Hugh McLuggage. Paddy Cripps. Carl Amon. Would I go a Josh Dacos over a Carl Amon? I mean, it's a lot more, obviously. 855. I like Chad Warner too. Like, I could go a Chad Warner or I could go a Jacos. They're probably interchangeable, and I probably will interchange them over the next few days. Recency bias says I'm going Josh Dacos. Look, that's not a horrible side, honestly. And let's arrange them by money, just so it's easier to do. I'm going to go and play some elevator music while I do that. Some of you might recognize that as the titular music to the fantastic Wii pack-in title, Wii Sports, from just an absolutely seminal moment in my life. I love that game and played the absolute shit out of it. One of the very first consoles I bought with my own money that I earned, as opposed to just getting it for my birthday, which a lot of the other ones had. So, yeah, bought that, played the crap out of it. Spent a lot of time getting drunk and playing Wii Sports, which was, yeah, to the chagrin of a lot of my dates at that point, which I invited over to come and play Wii Sports and get drunk, which they weren't as keen on. What a shock! Anyway, Wii Sports, fantastic game, not a great date option. 20 years down the track, I learnt that, but the time seemed like a great idea. Anyway, moving right along. I have shifted this to buy money, which took oddly not as much time as I thought it was, because I think it was sort of in that order anyway. So let's read through it. I'm not in love with this team, but it'll do for the moment. We've got Dacos, Sheasel, Whitfield, Yo, Zach Williams, and Nick Caulfield, with Irish Schoenmaker and Blake Howes on the bench. So that's not a bad defense, except I don't trust Caulfield. In the midfield, we've got The Bont, Tom Green, Libba, and Josh Dacos, which I'm not convinced on either. Matty Rao sitting at M5, which might be too expensive. McKercher, Sanders, and Roberts round that out with Jai Clark and George Stevens. I don't like Josh or George. George is my sister's name, and Josh is. If you've got a few mates called Josh, as in a Josh Craze, friend of the pod, possibly the worst Josh of all. He won't like that, but he doesn't like much. No, he's all right. He's all right for a Josh. Just joshing. He's not really horsing. Anyway, the rucks. Max Gawn, Brody Grundy, and Livingston. Yep, liking that ruck line. In the forwards, which I'm not as convinced on, Sam Flanders, Isaac Heaney, James Jordan, Alex Sexton, Harley Reid, Charlie Lazaro, with the backups being Darcy Wilson, Sean Manor, and we've got Cooper Simpson as a utility. Now, I haven't analysed this for buys at all, and I may do that. I don't know. I should probably have a quick look at that. Should I play you some more fancy music while I have a quick rip around and see what the bias affecting is? Yeah, why not? Why not? It's all part of the dog. Job, the dog. Well, it could be part of a dog, but it's probably part of the job. Let me find some more super fun elevator music. Yeah, I mean, obviously that one needs no introduction. That's two music snippets from Nintendo, which famously autistic. They like to sue people. So you're pretty sure it was a real word. So if we don't come back next week, yeah, that's probably why. Anyway, had some draft buy analysis. So really heavy on the round four and round five buys. Yeah. Gold Coast and GWS, as well as Collingwood and Sydney, have absolutely slammed me. Now, that's probably due to the recency bias in the round zero. People that I've put in, but I've got Whitfield and Green and Flanders and Sexton and Rao, and then I've got Dacos and Grundy and Jordan and Heaney and Roberts. So I might have a quick look at some of those selections and just see what I can change.
Let's do that.
Okay, so that was fun. Made more changes than I wanted to, but I have fixed up this team, at least from a buy point of view. I might go and change it back. I don't know. I'm not really liking it. But anyway, Tom Green changes to Andy Brayshaw. Josh Dacos becomes Nick Martin. Flanders becomes Luke Jackson. Heaney becomes McRae, and we had to make some money somewhere. So Wilson became old mate Seth Campbell, which might be decent money spinner anyway. So that means on the round four buy we now only have Whitfield, Sexton and Rao, and on the round five buy we only have Dacos, Grundy, Jordan and Roberts. So you're talking about three and four, which is fine. I think we can manage that with some decent cashed up rookies by that point and a few trades. I think that's manageable. Certainly I don't think I'd want any more. I don't really like the look of the side now, but it's certainly more buy proof. I might revert that. Think about that in the next couple of days. But so let's have a look at the side from the top now, which is worse than it was. So Nick Dacos, Harry Sheasel, Lachie Whitfield, Elliot Yeo, Zach Williams, and Caulfield. So that defence hasn't changed. Across midfield now, we've got the Bont, Brayshaw, Libba, Rowell, Martin, McKercher, Sanderson, and Roberts. So yeah. Libba's come in and Nick Martin have come in there. No change to the rucks. Max Gawn, Brody Grundy. We've got Luke Jackson and Jack McRae in the midfield now. The value of Jordan and Roberts and Sexton just couldn't be ignored. There's potential. I'm really disappointed to lose Heaney, but had to lose someone for the sake of balance. I think you got Harley Reid and Lazaro, and then yeah, we've now got Seth Campbell on the bench to go with the other guys of Manor, Simpson, Livingston, Stevens, Clark, Howes, and Sean Maker. It's a much of a muchness side. So yeah, that is how you go about putting together a side. I don't know that that's a winning side. Again, I might restructure it to this pre-buy form, but I guess that's how you go about restructuring it to deal with the buyers. If people are interested in that, that's also good. I'll paste that side up on the socials, and I might try and revert it to its buy form, and then take a snapshot of it, and then paste that in as well, so we can go a pre-buy and post-buy, and kind of get people's opinion on how that looks. Yeah, that pod took probably a little longer than I would have liked. Although part of it was just me like choosing music for bits, which was probably unnecessary. But hopefully that's of use. And yeah, everyone having fun doing your last minute tweaks to your sides. I might be back to do a pre-round one show, or maybe not. I'll see how I feel. Anyway, peace out, Burpers. See you on the flip side, and we can actually get into some regular season content, which would be nice. See you, bye.